USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Washington is set for a busy week as Congress and the White House take on two major and divisive issues, raising the debt ceiling and addressing border security that is out of control. President Biden is set to convene with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders today in a highly anticipated meeting to address the debt limit. The House approved a budget with a slight increase in the debt ceiling. The president does not want limits on how much he can spend during these troubling financial times. Speaker McCarthy says Biden is walking down a path that could endanger America's financial health.
We're at 120% of GDP in debt. We've only been here during World War II. That means our debt's larger than our economy with another 20%.
Chairman James Comer and Oversight Committee Republicans are investigating the Biden family's domestic and international business dealings to determine whether these activities compromise U.S. national security and President Biden's ability to lead with impartiality. The House Oversight Committee website states, members of the Biden family have a pattern of peddling across the highest levels of government to enrich themselves. Comer on Fox News last night says we will see documentation today.
We've already disclosed $1.3 million from China that was wired directly into three or four Biden family members' names.
Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan has been arrested outside the High Court in the capital of Islamabad. Khan was appearing in court on charges of corruption, which he says are politically motivated. He was ousted as prime minister in April last year and has been campaigning for early elections since then. A statement from the Inspector General of Punjab Police said the arrest of Khan had been ordered as he was accused of corruption and corrupt practices. General elections in Pakistan are due to be held later this year. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Forget where you left the keys. Forget where you parked the car. Forget to feed the kids. As we get older, we forget things. Forget no more. Vita Memory Max restores your brain power to get you back to life without all the clutter. Work more efficiently. Get back on track with Vita Memory Max. Go to VitaMemoryMax.com. That's VitaMemoryMax.com. Don't forget, VitaMemoryMax.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaMemoryMax.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get...
Elon Musk is cutting the ribbon on a new battery plant in Texas that will someday power his Tesla cars.
The first-of-its-kind factory will produce battery-grade lithium.
Battery-grade lithium actually has to be extremely precise, because if you have any impurities, it causes degradation of the battery.
He says availability of battery-grade lithium will be a bottleneck in the electric car world. He says lithium is abundant, but there's a lack of refineries to process it. The $37 million plant outside Corpus Christi is set to open next year. I'm scared. Kelly.
A 34-year-old man was charged with manslaughter and aggravated assault after the vehicle he was allegedly driving plowed into a group of illegal immigrants Sunday in Brownsville, Texas, killing eight and injuring at least 10 others near a homeless shelter. Brownsville Police Chief says George Alvarez faces 8 counts of manslaughter and 10 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. His bail was set at $3.6 million. Jury deliberations begin today in the civil trial against presidential candidate Donald Trump.
During closing arguments in the civil trial against Trump, a lawyer for E. Jean Carroll told jurors his client was exactly Trump's type and that he sexually assaulted her the same way he described treating women on an Access Hollywood tape. Trump has always denied any wrongdoing. He claims Carroll made up the story to sell copies of her book. I'm John Schaefer.
Today is officially National Lost Sock Memorial Day as we honor all the socks that are no longer with us. Lance Pry, USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.